websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, PrisonNews.us are some of the alternate auxiliary sites. They have some exclusive news that's only on those sites. But the big main sites that are updated three or four times a day are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Michael, I want to get into a little bit of positive news first. Then I want to get into the technological control grid, the enslavement grid, what your new film's about, that is the bad news, but knowing the enemy is half the battle. But you talk and speak a lot about the exponential awakening. And listen, I tend to underestimate how many people I reach individually. And I'm just one, little outpost in all of this. I don't overgauge myself, but really, it doesn't matter any guest I call up now, some engineer or Chuck Norris or, some politician or somebody in another country, or I go to foreign countries, people all over the street come up to me now. I go to Honduras or I go to England or I go to Germany or I go to, some other part of the world. I'm one little guy in all this. And now, take Austin, my center of operations. It's now where I'll be at the gym and 80% of the people in there come up and aren't just coming up saying hi. They're waking up. They're listening. And so I see with my own life an exponential explosion in people starting to understand there's more to the world than meets the eye or the mainstream media surface. And so it's exponential. So I see these two things that, the global enslavement grid coming head to head with a mass human awakening. Your comments on that?
Well, I agree with that totally. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing my work. It is one of the things I also, everything you said is true for me as well. Wherever I go, the enormous amount of emails and feedback that I get, and even the negative reaction, at least that shows me that this juggernaut, as I said, the lights, must be blinding some people. That gives you the reverse understanding that, it must be happening, because look at the reactions it's causing, even in a negative way to people. You must know that by their threat, you can also tell, by their backlashing, you can tell, my God, our time has come. And I always describe it as being that people have to stay very optimistic what's happening. This can. I am not a person who ever believes that evil will ever triumph in the world, because just like nature abhors a vacuum, nature also abhors that which is evil. If you are evil, if you're operating from that mindset, you've actually just raised a red flag to the powers of nature to say, come and get me, wipe me out. And I also believe that we are in the time of the death throes of this kind of, sphere of activity, this kind of imperialism. We're actually... It's bad. It's hot. Yep, they're up in our face. But as a matter of fact, I also believe, you see, that it's a situation in which these individuals, it's their dying days. They're in the last phase of the tyranny, and that, it's a situation that we're gonna overcome it. And it's just, I don't entertain any other idea at all, because I wouldn't be wasting my time on 5 minutes of any of this research if I didn't totally and utterly believe that good always triumphs over evil, and it will do, and that these people are evil. And my message is that we have to study the nature of evil. Yeah, a person can be good, but a person can also be good and stupid or good and blind. The point is now that the awakening continues as we pass the torch from one person to the other. We get our arms around as much information as we can. We do not bicker because we have minute differences. We're all encamped here. I said this in one of my talks in Los Angeles. We all have our tents encamped upon the battlefield. We have a common enemy to fight. Let us not then bicker and fight amongst ourselves, which is exactly what the enemy on the other side of the valley wants us to do, and which is expert at creating situations in which we do this. We've got to understand the fifth columnist, the agent provocateurs who come in to pit one side of the research community against another. That's why the internet is infested with these kinds of people, these so-called debunkers, these so-called swarmy, slimy, so-called internet assassins. I mean, I've often said that, behind every garbage can is a critic. Well, inside every garbage can is a debunker. And these people are the ones who are like the frozen deer, the toothless piranhas that are stifling.
Well, you notice they never give any proof either. We're saying we're waking up.
They don't have
positive.
Any proof.
We're affecting truth. I know. But people who are really doing it are waking people up. They're involved. They're saying, let's work together. But the enemy will attack you and then say, oh, we should work together. Why aren't you working together? It's just unbelievable. But it's not just conscious enemy operatives. There are a lot of just broken down, morbid, malfunctioning minds out there that, also have woken up to the New World Order, but still just thrash about attacking everyone. We're going to continue with Michael Desarian. MichaelDesarian.com is his website. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got about 51 minutes left with Michael Tsarian, great researcher, MichaelTsarian.com. Michael, break down the technological control grid, the microwave guns, the face scanning cameras, the poison in the food and water, all of it admitted, all of it being intensified, 1 in 33 having cancer, now 1 in 2 in men, 1 in 3 in women. You know, just, I mean, the plagues are upon us. It is engineered. Break down this grid.
Well, this, you know, like I said, coming out of the work of Jim Keith and the people who had more of a look at this technotronic world, and you even have some of the insiders talking about that they can't wait for this, people of the Bertrand Russell School, you see, and the whole Bread and Circus clan, the intellectual types. What I've been studying is more the elite type, the people at the top of the pyramid. What is it, what is their thinking? What do they want? How do they see mankind? You know, the people coming out of the Thomas Malthus School, the people coming out of the Frankfurt Schools and the Tavistock Institute, and these highbrows who have always looked at us as some sort of subhuman, animalistic kind of being. I mean, I don't want to get into it right now, but my work even tracks the whole genetic interference with mankind back thousands of years ago. So what we're seeing now with the industrial age, and now we're in the Silicon Age, and we have all these MITs and Sun corporations, you see, and all of this effort to look at our genes and to present the gene to us in a very subliminally negative way as some sort of mechanical construct that is just, you know, like
it's
a Lego
dirty,
set.
It's broken, we're bad. And for those that don't know, they would, 2,000 years ago in Rome, breed large brutish, quote, dumb Germans, Gauls, and others, you know, together when the slaves were mainly white. And then it's openly in the slave manuals, very politically incorrect to say, but it's actually history. I'm not saying it worked. But they actually did also breed people in this country to be large and stupid, according to what the official documents say. Go ahead.
That's right. This is where they're at. This is what, you know, Jim Keith's work really alerted me to, the Dr. Delgados, these Frankensteinian, you know, Bela Lugosi creatures that, you know, haunt the technical world that have huge amount of funding. And what really caught my eye, because as I told you before, my introduction to a lot of this had been through art and through symbolism, I started to notice that the symbolism that these, you know, Alex DeGrays and these individuals who are now behind the whole genome project and many of the other technological sort of projects and organizations, right from the time of Francis Crick doing his main research in the Templar zones of London, and then the first genetic experiments being done in the Templar areas of Scotland near Rosslyn, you know, this kind of stuff started to, you know, start to like raise a red flag for me, because here we're up against the Templar symbolism again. Here we're seeing the Holy Grail symbolism again. Here we're seeing the man in white with the red crosses. What is all of this? What has science got to do with any of this? So then I started, you know, tracking that and got into the work of Jim Keith and others who start talking about that, look, the assault on the human race has been on consciousness, but it's also been on biology. And anyone who stands up against the FDA, the AMA, any of the Dr. Raymond Royal Rifes, the Wilhelm Reichs, the Walter Russells, you know, the Max Gersons, the list is endless of anyone who stands up to say, here's how real healing happens, here's how you get, you know, back to your center, both not only legal sovereignty in a social sense, but spiritual sovereignty. You know, they suppress and molest those people. They burn their works. They purge them. They do not let their knowledge be known. So some of the attacks on the human beings, we have to understand the nature of evil and understand the Hydra that is not just attacking in one way. In fact, often, as Archibald Wavell, the general, said, watch what the right hand is doing because you're not seeing the left hand. They may present in front of you some sort of bugbear, some sort of, you know, what's it? It's like Wizard of Oz shadow for you to be, you know, shaking in front of, but the real enemy is coming at you from the back. So this is what I've also been studying, and I really do believe that this post-human world is upon us. Whether see, the global village is upon us. I mean, that comes out of my studies of Fabianism and study of the common purpose and all of that. So, but the global village can be many things. They may not even put chains on you. They may not even build a wall around you, but you can still inhabit this planet as a global slave in the global village. There's many ways of attaining this. And through these RFID chips, the whole situation of the whole digital kingdom opening up for us, this is what's going at breakneck speed. Since the sort of falling back of the main military budgets, we're not too much falling back on it, but as obviously they scaled back from Star Wars and these other things, where do you think all that money is going? That money is now going into the whole technological, you know, world to create for human race, basically a cyber purgatory, which is going to be what supplants this ending that I've talked about. In the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see a sort of a countdown to extinction of all the traditions, all the accepted norms that our forefathers worked for, we've understood, that our grandparents and our parents. This is both in education, but specifically in medical. Just look at the way that children are medicated up the eyeballs right now. You know, I mean, the complete destruction. There's even one slug from Stanford University. He wants to start introducing the ADD pills, the drugs, before children even show the symptoms of it. He already wants to put them on that
moment that they come out of the womb. There's already drugging of children in utero, if they, quote, come
right
from poor families in Oregon, which is eugenics.
Right, exactly. This goes back to Maury Stokes, right back to the whole Fabian situation, you know, and back to the
and what it is these are really murderous, bloodthirsty control freaks who just have disdain and arrogance for everyone. And I've actually talked to some of these top scientists and elitists from these big families. They're almost mentally retarded in a way. They're gibbering. They're goblin-like. And they're not even that smart. They're just vicious, vicious little demons.
Well, the more empty you are, remember, it's like Wilhelm Reich's little man, the more little you are, the more fearful you are, the more that you need to exercise these controls. That is the Wizard of Oz shadow situation. And people need to wake up, turn on the lights, and not be afraid of that type of thing. It ties into the awakening that you spoke of, you know, in the previous segment here. And that is happening. It needs to continue to happen. And as I say, I'm very adamant of people, do not territorialize this knowledge. First of all, this is an alternative subject that we deal with. It is not mainstream. It is not fundamentalistic. You're not going to territorialize it. It does not belong to you. It is knowledge, and you cannot bring the same old world, you know, paradigms of own and control into this area. You don't belong. Go and study. Go back to school, you know, and go back into the Orthodox world is my message to those people.
Yeah, I've noticed people
handle
always
this alternative
try to
information.
I notice people always in our own, you know, quote, you know, awakening movement, you know, reality movement, whatever you want to call it, they always try to too territorialize it about who said when 9/11 was going to happen first, or who discovered this, or who discovered that. And me, I'm always happy to have folks on, give them credit, but I do that almost neurotically just to please those that are keeping score on who came up with this or who thought of this first. I mean, I have trailblazed thousands of things, coined terms, but it means nothing to me. I'm hoping people use it. I'm hoping people expand on my knowledge as I expanded on others, stand on my shoulders as I stood on others. But you're right, there's this obsession with territorializing, and I've done the opposite. I've said, make copies of my films. Do whatever you want. Use my material.
Well,
Don't even give me credit. Because it's about survival. But again, people can wake up to the New World Order, but they haven't woken up to all the conditioning they were already under. So they've got to break that as well.
Well, they're walking towards, see, the word utopia, if you actually look up the meaning of the word utopia as it was first meant to mean, it actually means no place. And this, of course, then opened up. This would not have been understood when Francis Bacon, you know, coined the term or used it. It certainly makes a lot of sense now because we have virtual kingdoms. We have cyber, you know, purgatories awaiting for us. We have these virtual reality states in which man, so divorced from his own center, so divorced from his own spirit, not only divorced but running headlong away in the opposite direction from his spirit. What do you think is waiting there for him? These, you know, these individuals are wanting to create a perfect social global village in which you can upload your own consciousness. So the internet is, you know, one aspect of this. It's not negative, but it's an extension of the cerebral spinal system, as many scholars have shown.
The point is the way they're engineering the technocracy is to dominate and subjugate and dumb down. So we're not demonizing technology one way or the other, but the architecture of it has been designed for bad. There is no doubting that, and we're being inserted into the false reality when our whole development is about this plane of existence, and we need to maintain that. We can certainly expand, but we need to maintain and expand our core, not give up our core of who we are to, quote, expand into something else, because that will destroy who we really are.
Right, and we often, because, again, of the misuse of terms, because of the media's complicity in all of this, we often think of technology as being nothing to do with spirituality. In fact, spirit and technology are two words for the same thing. If you go back in history and you'll notice the emphasis of technology when it's used to write, to build pyramids, to feed the poor, you see, to irrigate great rivers. I mean, technology was in the hands of the most spiritual people in the past. It's been sequestered, it's been repackaged, it's been sort of territorialized and owned by those who are the darkest of powers. It doesn't belong to them. The great samurai, you know, the people who could make the great swords in the past, the great horsemen, or the great, you know, whatever, the musicians, the musicology, the creators of instruments, you know, all of this is technology, isn't it? So technology surrounds us as part of who we are, but it also has a spiritual component. It needs to be back in the hands of the people who are spiritual, not in the hands of these demonic people who are using it to, you know, destroy the humanity.
That's right. We are a species who envisions and then creates. We are a just magical species compared to everything else on this planet. As neat as dolphins are, they've got nothing on Homo sapiens sapien. And the enemy has to blunt and dumb down that creativity and get us focused off into issues of no significance or brute, bestial, lower level, making that, you know, through the mammalian image, you know, through the peer pressure to be that lower man instead of that higher man. And they claim that they are building a world for a higher man when the entire architecture is to destroy what man is and feed us into a technocratic meat grinder.
You got it. On the Michael Tassarin website, people will see an article there called Weapons of Mass Destruction Found, and it addresses this whole concept between the magic and the sorcery. I refer to what they're doing as sorcery, black sorcery. Basically, these people are possessed by a kind of archon, a demonic force that they serve, or you can look at it the other way, that they have basically uploaded their own consciousness into that place of fear, envy, endless greed, endless darkness. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. Either something's possessed them or they have uploaded their consciousness. What they've done is they've murdered their own spirit psychologically, and then by doing that, you allow this dark sorcery to enter into you. Well, you can look at it either way, but the sum result is the infected, the person who is that infected by that spiritual virus, cannot sit still. This is what the people of America and the world need to understand. That kind of infected person cannot sit still unless they go around and try to infect everybody else. The thing makes sense when you look at
That's
it from
right.
a psychological point of view.
Faith without works is dead, and that goes for the dark side and the light side. I mean, people
right.
are going to manifest and build what their core is. And then notice the occultists at the higher levels want to make everybody low-level atheists and not believe any of that, so that blinds us. But at the top, the real top atheists and people are wild satanic Luciferians. So we're going to skip this break, too, behind the scenes here.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
You know, I take myself as a microcosm of a journey of awakening. Some people misinterpret what I'm doing as fear. No, fear would put people in their box in a catatonic state, in a fetal position, not moving forward. Why has Alex Jones, for all my foibles and problems, why have I been the most effective? And I think that's universally, you know, pretty much accepted even by my detractors on all fronts, is the most effective at waking people up. Well, it's because I reached out to the people of the United States and the world and taught them and showed them how much power they had. and how much they could do to wake up others. And that's why it's you, the listeners, and the visitors of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So you judge a tree by its fruits. We have really resisted the New World Order, had a lot of victories against them, woken up a lot of people, and it's because I have passion, and I am aggressive, and I am angry, and I shake people out of the mesmerized position they're in with the TV and the culture to then just kind of like a cold bucket of water, ice water, wake them up and shake them out of that. And Michael DeSarri and David Icke, many others, have also been very, very successful at doing this. So what are your ideas of how to fight this technocracy? I mean, I want people to see how dangerous it is and know what a great threat it is, so they will move out of the way of the threat and then over it and on top of it and you know, to denature it. I mean, what are your ideas of how this revolution of human, you know, consciousness, how this is going to play out, and what are your ideas in the solution?
Well, see, whatever you want to call it, God, nature has already given us the tools. It's called the human reason. It's called the human curiosity. This has built the greatest bridges. It has, you know, created the shuttle. It has built the greatest nations on earth. It's built pyramids. We already have the hardware within us installed, but what has happened is we've been conditioned to not use it, to doubt our own sensibilities, to doubt our own bodies, to doubt that we have control over our own lives and our own families and our own communities. And this has been this insipid drip feeding, you see, of the lie. I mean, I can back up and talk about what you just said there about being angry. You know, and first of all, I do not have a degree in psychology, but I have studied the subject thoroughly, and I can tell you that you, Alex, are neither mad nor paranoid, and that you are a person who's got the guts to stand up and be as mad as hell, who can channel their anger positively, and this is what is needed. Maybe go back to the movie Network. You got to be as mad as hell. You got to fall in love with the word no. You got to ask questions, and you got to do it with anyone else comes to help you do it or not. And this is very vital. You know, as I said, Ulster men from my country fought in the War of Independence. Now, this war, to me, is still going on. And people need to be armed up because something is shooting at us. Something is taking away that which is most precious. And therefore, something has to be done. And you have to be as mad as hell. But you also have to channel that madness and that healthy anger and be armed up to fight this kind of tiger in the long grass. It is not something that's going to make itself known. You could easily shoot in the wrong direction, you see. So people need to be armed up with knowledge and education. And I will not stand in my life, you see, which is happening a lot, I see in the world that these people who come into this subject, either they're bandwagon hoppers or, like we said, they may be debunkers or whatever, or they may just be a bunch of intellectuals who try to come there, you know, with the same rules that they knew in the college and the university and the mainstream, jumping through the hoops. And then they come into this world and go, where's your qualifications? You know, what kind of books and DVDs have you written or done? You know, and they want to territorialize this knowledge and they want to make you jump through the hoops. And my message
to them is, see, I've always told, just like you do, the average person, take action, be a leader. You know, it can do incredible things, and the enemy hates that I tell people that they're empowered individually. They try to misquote me and misinterpret and claim that I'm saying that people don't have power. No, I'm saying you do have power, you do affect change, you can change the world around you.
Well, you see, back at one of the earliest mottos of the ancient Irish is very simple, and it said in Gaelic, but I'll in English, it is deeds to match words. And this is the fact, that here we are in a situation of colossal attack on the human race. We are literally dealing with the death of America, if we're not careful, you know, at least the death of the America that was known and built by the forefathers. And people are sitting there passively and twittering and howling and screeching about meaningless crap. They got to get up on their damn ass, is what I say. You know, people do exactly what you're doing. So I'm hoping that people will model themselves on you. You know, what happens when people watch... You know, what was the reality back in 1950s? You know, people like me in Britain, Alex, grew up watching the Humphrey Bogart, you know, movies, the Jimmy Cagney movies, when people in America looked you right in the eye and told you where to get off. What the hell happened? How did everything become so politically correct and so asinine? How did that happen?
Well, notice the mainstream media always tells us, be passive, don't be aggressive, don't stand up for yourself. But meanwhile, the government is aggressive and pushy towards us. They're letting us know
exactly.
They're the boss. Wow, Michael DeSarian is our guest. This is so important for the InfoWars streams. I'm going to skip this again, come back for everybody else in just 3 minutes. This is the one, the only GCN radio network, and MichaelDeSarian.com is the website. I'll be a routine guest here on the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. I'm going to take five phone calls for Michael Tesarian coming up in about 15 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Specific questions for the guests, pretty wide-ranging, so any topic goes. 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Michael, I wanted to tell you about a couple of our sponsors. One of them is Food Shortage USA. And no, this is not eFoodsDirect.com, the great folks that are our biggest sponsor for storable foods, so you're not dependent on the system. That's one of the biggest solutions is be self-sufficient, get more and more off their grid. Food Shortage USA teaches you how to inexpensively store food yourself. Foodshortage.com is the website, foodshortage.com. Phase one of the insider's plan for one world government has been identified with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as a savior. And that's globally setting all the currencies at one price. That is a global currency. But we've only seen the beginning. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. One is the world currency, which are currently being prepared to accept, and the other is food. We're witnessing the engineered financial crisis, folks. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to foodshortageusa.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. Foodshortageusa.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Great information. And, folks, The thing here is it's not that we're in fear. We know the food prices are going up. We know there's food shortages worldwide from Iceland to Africa. I mean, it's all over. We know they're artificially doing this. They're talking about depression. It's good to be self-sufficient. We're empowered. You know, we see a threat, we prepare for it. Okay, it's that simple. Also, another great sponsor is NewVitality.com, an old, established, high-quality vitamin and mineral company that Codex Alimentarius is trying to block. They don't have any magic cures or miracle stuff. What they have is just high-quality minerals and vitamins and things that are known to have good health effects, like aloes, colon, and body cleanse. It's 30 different herbs. It's super concentrated aloe vera, well-known to detoxify and flush out your guts, 800-569-4056. They have super beta prostate, just very well documented. Saw palmetto and other things that are in it, a whole bunch of herbs that are known to shrink the prostate, make it a lot healthier. Every male over 45 should be taking this. Just one ingredient, saw palmetto, is recommended by a lot of medical doctors. So the plants we have, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or newvitality.com. If you forget that banner, there's a link up on Infowars.com. Okay, going back to Michael Tesarian, michaeltesarian.com. Michael, I want to go to some calls here in about 10 minutes or so, but continue with the technological control grid, and you talk about them clamping down the next 3 years or so. Really, I mean, people think we've already seen an intensification of operations by the globalists. You're talking about, you know, really intensifying things. Break that down for us.
Well, these are people who've always thought of man as some sort of golem. You know the story of the golem? And even coming out of the New Age movement, all this stuff about the grays, you know, I believe that that's been infiltrated, and a lot of that is disinformation in order to, you know, prepare us to be not only afraid, of course, of some sort of off-world invasion. That's, you know, that is science fiction, but it works well to prepare people for what's coming. But basically, when you start reading the certain schools of Bertrand Russell's and these kinds of people and these other maniacs that I deal with in, you know, my work and throughout my books and DVDs, these individuals literally do think of themselves as some sort of robotic, mechanical beings, and nothing could be in their greatest pipe dreams, you see, is to make a completely controllable human being. I actually believe that for ritual purposes, certain segments of these illumined ones, so-called, wanted to completely devastate and wipe out the human race a long time ago. And that another quadrant, another, you know, section or cadre sort of, you know, frowned upon that in the past and didn't want that and came up with the idea that, look, to make the perfect robot, all we got to do is dumb down the people of the world to the level of the robot, to the level of the cyborg, and the job is done. And that's basically where we're at. That's where we've been up until now. Now they have restored the technology. Because remember, these people arm themselves to the teeth with not only knowledge, but occult knowledge. And so that what I am not a person who's a Luddite. I am all for technology, but I do not want technology in the hands of occultists who are working from, you know, occult knowledge and then arming themselves with this technology. This is the problem, and this is also a message to those who are working in these technological sort of enclaves. They got to be aware of this and research this to find out about the occult ideologies that are behind these technical orgs and behind some of these, you know, people's champions within the Genome Project and with some of these materialist philosophers and scientists who are just itching to create the global village. And that, through the electronics, through the technologies, through the cybernetics, you see. And this is actually an old story. People who are familiar with the work I did in my Atlantis book knows that this is a very old story, that these cybernetics and cryogenics and the genetic manipulation is not something new. It's just that they've had to build back the technology at a record pace now, you know, in the chronology of time. And they're succeeding to do this. And that is why I believe they have postponed certain other events, because they wanted the tunnel vision on this particular thing. It's backed up by the work of Jim Keith and these people that I've been mentioning a lot here. And we've got to realize, you see, that this is coming down. It's not just with arming the police with super weapons. It's not just putting the, you know, HARP technology and microwave technology, installing that on the satellites so that they have a complete police state global village situation in which no nation or no person can operate independently, you see. And then they troubleshoot this, they check it out in the terrestrial wars that are going on the planet. These black operations that have been exposed. Have been,
yeah, they call them laboratories. They call it a laboratory. They call a war
That's
a laboratory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. So they want this particular being, you know, magnetized, vaccinated, injected and completely, you know, digitized so that they can then control every aspect of what you're doing.
Here's one microcosm example. The GMO milk, the GMO food, the plastics, and there's hundreds of types of plastics they pick for worldwide distribution, over 90% of the plastic cups. The one type of plastic that sheds the estrogen-mimicking hormones, it's a documented fact. They chose it 40 years ago for that reason. That's come out. And then 3-year-old girls, 4-year-old girls, by the tens of thousands, by the millions at 7, 8, 9, are going into puberty early. Then they get breast cancer early. You know, they get sick
right.
early. And then they know all that. And when they go to the doctor, they don't say quit drinking GMO milk. They don't say quit drinking out of plastic. They say, oh, we're going to give you hardcore, complex hormonal injections that then suppress that, but then also give you Cushing's disease and fry all your glands. And so, again, they engineer that. The local doctor's compartmentalized. He doesn't know. And they give the little girl something that's far worse. Meanwhile, our boys are in so much estrogen that now they've got 10, 12, 14, 15-year-old boys whose testicles haven't dropped. And I hate to get technical, but they're like ovaries. They're still inside the body. When normally, you know, testicles should drop when you're about 8 and 9, right before you go into puberty at 12. I mean, they are attacking us. The frogs, the fish off the water we drink are now becoming sterile in mass. I mean, this is scientific. We have the sperm count down 75% in the Western world, 85% in many areas. I mean, the proof's in the pudding.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it goes to this whole idea of the heart of tyranny, the origin of tyranny, and that the human race is their chattel to do with as they feel like. And they don't want disgruntled people. They want a totally pacified, you know, and dumbed down individual that they can completely own. And you see, they know that they also never sit quiet. They know that there's an awakening taking place. So these guys just don't let that happen. They have to also, you know, arm themselves to react against the awakening that is coming.
Well, I had one of them on earlier where they're going to put all these satellite trackers and all the cars to taxes. And from a government study, and he was going, it's okay. It's not coming for a long time. It may not even happen. This is good for you. I mean, and it's always the same script.
It's always the same script, and I tie it into the awakening. You know, I said this in one of my talks, it's entitled The Origins of Evil, and in the first 10 minutes of that talk, I said that, look, as the human child starts to awaken and tries to gain back his spirit, that is exactly at the point where the monster, the vampire, comes in. They're waiting there to infuse you with more, you know, toxicity so that you again fall into your
Newtonian sleep. That's it. They want you to fall into the sleep, and that's why you're effective, why I'm effective. We're shaking them, going, no, wake up. Don't even believe me. Just you're being manipulated by Madison Avenue, by the culture, by the propaganda, and if you can't even admit that when it's admitted, there's much more advanced things. We're shocking them, saying you need to realize what's going on. There needs to be that urgency for people to get out. You know, like I knew cell phones were frying my brain, but I kept using them. I finally got to where I check my messages about once a day on it. I keep it far away from me. My wife isn't using hers anymore. We're living without it. It tracks us. It hurts us. You know, I could break my habit. We can all do this, and it takes the urgency, Michael.
Yeah, but when you have a media that turns around and shows you Bill Gates' wife is, you know, injecting her dog with a microchip, and then suddenly it's not the dog anymore, it's the children, just like you showed on Road to Tyranny. You had that stupid, gormless L.A. family who goes, this is just wonderful, I can't wait. You know, it's going to save abduction, it's going to save a kidnapping, or it's going to save your dog. You know, the human race is dumb enough to be turning and go, yeah, I want one too, where can I get it? You know,
by the way, it turns out that was all fake, and the family worked for Applied Digital Solution and IBM Front Directorate, and then magically members of the family started dying.
How about that? Well, this is the casualty list. They never publicized that about all the, like they said, with the estrogen that they're pumping into the girls. And then these court cases that then are backed up because there's been so much, you know, reactions in these children and these young people. I'm very concerned about this whole medicated child bit. I do a lot of work on that and a lot of research on that.
But see, that's what the HPV is, a live cancer virus. It's killing a bunch of people, maiming tens of thousands. And they knew it would do that. They rolled it out as a test of how to cover it up, how to suppress it, how to have these soft kill weapons being openly used out in the public and testing how to compartmentalize it and cover it up.
And they tried on different populations of the world. Remember, one type of virus is not going to work well on different kinds of nations, different kinds of people. I can tell you, you know, and I'm
race
talking
specific.
To the choir, I know you know this, that from the AIDS virus down, from the bird flus and from all of this other stuff, these are rehearsals for the worldwide plague.
They're testing, you know, they're how soft kills move. You're, go ahead, absolutely right.
Yeah, they're ready to unleash a global plague. You know, the science fiction writers have already written about it and tried to warn people. And this is the perfect way, through food. It's through food. There's an old statement that says that people are three meals away from revolution. This was brought out in movies like 3 Days of the Condor. Some people have used it in the context of oil. But oil is a hell of a lot less important than the food, you know, sort of Damocles that these people are going to use, because they're sequestering the organic seeds now, just like in some sort of hideous, you know, Noah's Ark experiment. We've got the facts on this. We've got the proof on this. They're working overtime on it.
Well, James Bond was Ian Fleming, OSS, and then MI6, and they love to throw it in your face. And every one of those movies, later, some manifestation of reality would then be shown. And remember Moonraker, where the global elitists want to kill everybody and then repopulate the Earth.
That's right. All the way from the first one, you know, the Her Majesty's Secret Service, all the way up to the Moonraker. You're right. They're whistleblowing this through the films. They want to tell. Because remember, this is a ritual situation. You need to tell the sacrificial goat what on earth is happening
here. That's the lesser magic.
Like our...
Yeah, that's the lesser magic. They have to do that first, yeah.
I totally agree with this, and that's what basically our job is. Our job is not to territorialize knowledge, not to jump through hoops, but to try and collate a lot of this information, present it for people, you know, in an unbiased way.
And the enemy are in their own prison. They are habitualized. They are very obsessive compulsive. They do everything the same over and over again. I think that's their weakness, Michael.
Well, right. Remember earlier on you said that there's something wrong with them? There's something sort of inhuman about them? This, I believe, ties into an experimentation that happened in ancient times in which certain beings were created. These are the world rulers today. And they don't even have what we would refer to as spirit or soul. So we've got to understand that we're talking about people here who are, you know, connected to sorcery and to dynastic concerns that have sworn themselves to this kind of control for years. They look at us like some people look at the pets, like the laboratory, you know, the doctor looks at the rats in the maze. That is exactly how the human race is to them, and it's something that needs to be controlled, and there's not, in their mind, any question about it. That's the way it has to go, because they look at us as untidy, unruly, you know, they look at us as just like cannon fodder, they always have done, and people need to understand that the movement of imperialism, the movement of tyranny, involves this invasion of our particular biological sovereignty and our mental and spiritual sovereignty, just as much as it does working on a legal, political sphere of action. People tend to focus on that. You know, what's happening now is I hope that people can start to see the spiritual components of this and realize that there is an occult war taking place, and it's on everything that is good.
Well, the bottom line is, folks, you can believe us or not, but war is being waged against you by the technocratic elite, whether it's real or not. They're all into the occult. They believe into it. You know, they believe what they're saying. What Michael's telling you is true. I mean, I don't know how true it is in facts, but they believe it. They believe there are another species, and they believe your baby is a piece of crap that needs to be killed. And they're coming for us. They're already attacking us. They brainwashed the cops, the military. They brainwashed. A lot of them are waking up. We didn't make it this way. Everything we've told you has come true so far. We're telling you it's going to get a lot more crazy. And you better realize this is life and death. Let's take some calls. Mick in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Michael Tesserian.
Thank you very much. In an effort to be for speed, I'm going to kind of babble quick. It seems like the controlled media is the most useful tool in their toolbox. And if we could, do you think there's any way we have to come up some way to break up that monopoly, perhaps through the use of their own fairness doctrine? Because we don't have much, like, long.
Yeah, but they're going to selectively enforce that and use that to shut me down. That's all. That was always selectively used. We need to intensify the web, not let them take it over, not take it for granted while we still have it right now. Just each of you individually, waking up friends and neighbors and family, is an unstoppable force. There are leaders out there listening right now that will dwarf what Michael Tesserian and Alex Jones and many others have done. Okay, you just have to start the fight, start the battle, and that will lead you into just amazing opportunities.
Oh, thank you. And just real quick, in all his research, this Israeli identity message of the European races actually being the supposedly lost tribes of Israel.
Yes,
that goes back to what I said earlier.
Yeah, let me get Michael to comment on it, but let me just comment. We told you the Queen of England is coronated on the Stone of Jacob, where supposedly Abraham was going to sacrifice him. And so, yes, they believe that this goes back to the Merovingian line. You want to explain this?
Well, you're totally right. I was just going to say that we are in the hands of people who are dynastically linked to these Merovingians, who themselves, their ancestry goes all the way back into Egypt. And Mick, you know, if you pick up my book on the Irish origins of civilization, you'll have an enlightening experience, because you see, when people like yourself ask questions like this, it's very important to identify the terms. Who are the 12 tribes of Israel? Who are the lost tribes of Israel? What we got to do is analyze those very terms and find out who are we really talking about, because the image that's been presented to us from official sources is not even the true image. That's a made-for-TV, made-for-the-history books, you know, sort of a description of who these people actually are. That's like a sort of a dance on a theater, but you got to understand those are actors. What lies behind
that? There's the real tribes, and then there's the counterfeit.
You bet, yeah. And we've been handed the counterfeit. The time has come now to look behind the passion play and find out who is really operating behind these sort of, you know, as you say, the lost tribes. You know, it's a fascinating story of who the real Jews are, who the real Judaics are. We're using those terms as has been handed down to us from the establishment. They're not even the correct terms. So often when we're bandying terms around like this, we're not even using them as their true occult definition. This is the biggest problem. What does a Jew, the word mean to a Freemason, is a totally different meaning of that word than it is to, say, the layman on the streets, you see. So the definition of terms is a research, is a time to study, to find out, you know, first of all, we're not even using the right definition.
All right, Michael
Desarian,
final segment coming up. More of your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Riders on the storm. Riders of the storm.
Man, I was going to overdrive right now, but I've got to tape an interview with Tex Mars, myself, for his show, right when the show ends. I was on Mancow this morning. They say no rest for the wicked. I'm not very wicked. I don't get very much rest. It's kind of the opposite. Michael Tesarian, I was bringing up standing up against evil, how that is empowering. Now, once you just love humanity, that I think that's a big part of the solution. Just that mindset and idea, that truly turns loose of the fear, and then that empowers you, and you were making a key point.
Well, see, Michael is you know, needs to come to understand that before you can help another person, you must be strong in yourself. And then from your model, pretty much like Alex, what you are a walking example of, is by your model, people have the egalitarian right then to either do as you do or not to do as you do. You know, you can't force anything down people's throats.
It's the example. It's the standard.
It's the exactly. And people who are sovereign within, who've understood that they can find their center, they can find their own inner truth. And as I said, that's not one size fits all. It is not going to work on a social level where, you know, because again, that's regimentation. That's the fascist model, is one size fits all for all people, as we say, as we do, not as we act. So the most important thing is to realize that, yeah, you got to go within yourself into the sanctity and the kingdom of your own being, you know, and find your own center. And then from that place, in a total state of fearlessness and passion, take on the rival or the adversary, you know. And like I often say in my work, when you are so strong, I mean, this is pretty much borrowed from martial arts. When you are so inherently strong that your enemy cannot destroy you, then your enemy has lost. You can't go after them using the tools that they've provided for you. You can't enter into this duel with the swords and the guns that they have primed and offered you. That has been tried in the past centuries, and it hasn't worked. We have not been overcome this tyrant, this Leviathan, for the reasons that you mentioned, because we've not been able to break the spell of their, you know, particular kind of sorcery. That's absolutely right.
But sir, also, you were bringing up before the break when we were coming out. I want the full audience to hear it about. We owe it to our ancestors and the enslavement they went through. Finish that point.
Well, this is what my particular motive is that even if a person is not humanitarian enough, Alex, to do it for the rest of humanity, that's all right. Do it at least for the dead within your own family, the mothers, the grandparents, the grandfathers, the ancestors who died on the fields, who plowed, who suffered, who was murdered in wars, wars of ritual, wars of blood, right? These are your own ancestors. For goodness sake, people should be motivated to do it for your own lineage, the people who cried into the night saying, why is this happening to us? Why are we living in this amount of abject poverty? Why are our sons and daughters dying on the fields of these tyrants?
Yeah.
You know, so we should be motivated just by that, even if
the
we don't care about the guy next door.
The incredible sorrow, the glee the enemy had at ripping babies apart and enslaving,
yeah,
and the nobles loving the people starving beneath them. You know, the raw enjoyment of depriving people. I can't imagine that, but that's the enemy's soul. They love greed. They love hurting you. They love they are control freaks.
And they can't wait to find another more innocent, you know, just like the 20 million Inca that were killed in South America, or the Irish genocide, or the South African genocides, you see, or the opening of the British East India Company and the terrible degradation they did in India. They want to subjugate the entire world. They're trying it now over there in Iraq and Iran. You see, they don't look at you as an Iranian or if you read their own works, if people go to their own works and go to the works of these people like the Albert Pike,
they look at you as cattle, as an animal, as an insect that is to be eradicated, and their religion is viciously tearing you apart.
That's right. I mean, how many jugglers can you fit into one room? It doesn't matter, you see, who juggles what ball, Islamic, Judaic, Christian, conservative, labor. That is all for the juggling act of the world. It doesn't mean a thing to these people. They just look at you as basically fodder that can be ritually murdered whenever the time or the particular astrological conjunctions take place, when they need to sacrifice your ass to their cause on the altars of their sacrifice.
Michael Tesarian, I apologize to Chris, Robert, and others. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get to you first, or call back next time Michael Tesarian's on. Michael, let me set you up in the next few weeks for a part two, okay?
Well, let me get we're going to release our DVD, and I'll make sure you get one, and we can talk about that.
All right, God bless you. Take care. Let me say bye to you when the show ends in just a moment. Everybody, retransmission with key economic analysis and news starts now on the Internet Refeed, one place, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.